Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Pleased to be talking to you because you have such a wonderful career, but not only do you have a wonderful career, you have a wonderful life of service and uplifting women. And so that's really good to have you to talk to.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. Thank you. Yes. I was actually talking to some students earlier today, and I was telling them that I was going to be talking to you. And they're like, I love her. I love her. I grew up with her. You know?
Thank you.
And I'm sure you get that often. We're talking about, but I guess the amazement for me, and you're coming to Dallas for, I call him Dr. King, for the Black Academy of Arts and Letters. And but what is so amazing is, 40 years.
God is a mighty good God.
And that is, I mean, we're saying 40 and we're looking at you and, you know, they're saying, they say that thank God we don't look like what we've been through.
Well, thank you. But I did start when I was 7, so the math does work.
Yeah, and well, and good math, I tell you. But thank you for joining me. And I want to talk about you're coming here for the Black Academy, rich tradition. Dr. King is a man of the arts, if you will, and and we appreciate how he has continued to try and bring in quality talent and. And so he has you coming in, you have a relationship, and so I'd like to talk about this wonderful career, because I've talked with Dr. King, and he talks about the type of people he tries to bring in, and you're at the top of his list. He loves what you do, how you do it, and he loves you as a person. So, you know, I'd like to talk about, you know, your career. What do you consider to be some of your highs and lows?
Well, that's a lot of what the show is actually covering. An evening with Ken Fields. We were excited to put this project together because it is a lot of snapshots. It's almost like a scrapbook of the career, you know, the highs and lows, the good, bad, and the ugly. But recognizing that it's all a blessing. And I'm so excited to debut this production, this event, this experience at T-Ball. It's a space that is very near and dear to me. I have so much, I have a profound love and respect for Curtis King and the work that he has done to persevere, to continue to bring quality art to Dallas, but beyond. You know, his reach is a little more than just the wide scope of Dallas, if that's even possible. But he is so respected in the art community. And so I just appreciate, and the fact that T-Ball and my career are the same age. So we thought it would be really appropriate that as T-Ball is celebrating its 40th year, as am I, that we join forces with this. So the evening is definitely, you know, kind of a lot of walking through time, walking down memory lane. But I think the main thing is that people don't know what to expect. You know, it's almost like when I did Dancing with the Stars, people didn't know what to expect. And so the thinking, and so being able to surprise people together, being able to surprise people, being able to, you know, give them some wonderful stories about some of their favorite TV shows and moments in my life that they've been a part of. It promises to be a really fun and, I pray, inspiring evening, but with a lot of surprises, you know. Don't get it twisted, y'all. Thank you, No Kim. But now you really about to see.
Well, that's the thing. So many people have feel like they have grown up with you. Even if they saw you as from being their daughter to being their sister to being that girlfriend, your characters have been so eclectic and all over the place, which brings it was a surprise to see you on Real Housewives of Atlanta, and I know you get that question. And
Well, the thing about it is, you know, even though I've grown up in front of, you know, the world, basically, I've mostly been characters. You know, unless they see me doing interviews and even on Real Housewives, that was such a look through such a very specific and narrow lens that there's still a lot that people just don't know, you know, that we're looking forward to sharing. And like I said, some stories and things that that were part of their memories, you know, from Facts of Life or Living Single or anything in between.
Right, definitely. Now, as you look on a landscape for women, young, you're still 40 years in the game, but you're still very young. And are there any roles that you're looking at, things that you would like, portrayals that, you know, you're bringing this to the stage? Can we expect it on film?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear the question. Can you give me that one again, please?
Yes. Can we expect to see, even whether it be your memoir or the An Evening with Kim Fields, can we expect to see that on film?
Absolutely. Can you hold on 1 second? My husband is calling me. Give me 1 second, Cheryl.
Sure, yes. Yes. And for those of you just tuning in, yes, that is the one and only Kim Fields with me. And she's talking to her husband right now, but she's going to be right back with us. And hopefully you're enjoying. I know it's a little clippy from time to time, but we're talking with her, and those who get ready for An Evening with Kim Fields at the Black Academy of Arts and Letters, because that's where she's going to be and this weekend. And so we want you to come out. I'm talking with Kim Fields, and she's beautiful, talented, we kind of grew up with her. You may remember her from just so many shows, and Living Single, Facts of Life, and you may have fallen in love with her on Real Housewives of Atlanta. And so I'm going to be sharing, I'm typing this out for you. She'll be in Dallas at T-Ball. And that's going to be this weekend. And we want you to come out, get your tickets, and come out for an evening with Kim Fields as well. And see the young lady. She says she's had some surprises for you. She's celebrating 40 years. And 40 years in the business. And she considers it to be a blessing.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, sorry about that. So the fall of 2017, my autobiography comes out, which is called Blessed Life. And so some of, what we laugh and cry about and share in the shows this weekend, is just kind of a touch point that goes into further detail with the book. The other thing about us doing this particular type of production is the Q&A, the interaction that I'll have with the audience where I can answer any and every question within, reason that they may have, and, get some feedback from them on a few things. So it's a different experience than what they've experienced with me in the past as a performer.
Right. Are you excited? The anticipation of just, almost like bearing it all.
Very much so. I'm very excited about it because it's not often that an artist gets to have this sort of directness with their fan base, and the fact that my fan base is generational. I'm excited that not only can this be a date night or, couples hanging out or groups of friends hanging out, but single people tell me all the time, oh, my mom loved that show and now I love that show. And then when the kids, little kids who are watching Fast of Life, it's just really exciting to see that that blessing unfolding, it's something that I don't take for granted, but something that is very surreal. But that said, every artist looks forward to getting a chance to interact on that level with the people who have helped to really the cornerstone of their careers and their success.
Definitely. As when we look back and it's with social media, which social media just changed everything. You have so many people who went to Hollywood and got chewed up and spit out. And especially young artists. I have to ask, even I have ideas and I've seen interviews and stuff in the past, but what do you think kept you grounded and helped you from not being chewed up and spit out?
Well, my mama is Chip Field. She ain't gonna let her baby go crazy. She ain't gonna let this world mess her up.
Right.
And she's not gonna let her baby ever believe the hype and start acting like a fool. So those were just certain things that I knew were not options. And then in terms of my own sanity, my mother and the rest of our village worked too hard to pour what they poured into me for me to mess around with a drug and end up dead. That never happened to nobody before. You ain't gonna catch me like that. So there was just certain things that just weren't options, like talking back. Talking back wasn't an option. Going crazy, not an option. Now, that's not to say I have not been without challenges and disappointments and heartache and headache and, not knocking on depression's door, never mind heaven's door. And yet, there's there's some wonderful stories that God has blessed me to get on the other side of that to be able to share with everybody.
Right. Well, and you mentioned you bring up some points that, are really significant because the talking back, the going crazy, and these were things, and you also mentioned the village, but now you see so much of that portrayed on television, and so people emulate what they see on TV. Just like for me, the idea of going in my room and slamming the door in my mama's house was not something, but you see that on TV, and you start seeing it. I couldn't talk about what other families, but I knew what black families that things were not happening. I never told my mother I'm not in the mood to talk when she asked me something.
Well, yeah, I think what we can blame television or the media for a lot of things, when kids are unchecked, that's really the issue. When the parenting ceases, parenting is a job that's 24/7. Village work is 24/7. I remember seeing a press conference of this man saying the way that the police tackled this girl in a classroom, he said, she's not my daughter, she's a daughter. That's how the village works. And so parenting and village work is always ongoing. So just like my kids watch TV shows, my kids may watch some TV shows, but I'll still supervise, and my husband still supervise. So when a little kid gets lippy on TV, they look at me right away and go, oh, that's bad. We know we don't talk like that. Glad you got that memory, son.
Yes, that is definitely true, because I hear, you know, like even the cursing and you know, not then there are shows. These are shows, some of them that I really like and like some of the messages. But I just say that when we start doing like others do, that's why we had. I don't know if you heard about the issue of the young girl being slammed down by a police officer in McKinney, Texas, at a pool party.
Yes, ma'am.
And so people were saying that, oh, these folks from Section 8 and all this, and these were not those type children from Section 8 housing or anything. These were children who lived in the suburbs who were doing what they saw their white counterparts doing.
Mm-hmm.
And
I wouldn't give a crap if they were from Mars, Section Mars. The bottom line is, there's a way we've lost perspective on how to deal with one another, and whether it's within authority, whether it's within the community, there's a great deal of rebooting that has to go on. And you know, we can't always blame the media and stereotypes and things like that, because it's starting to become more and more apparent that common sense ain't so common.
Mm-hmm.
And what we would think is unacceptable has become passable. So we've blurred a lot of lines in a lot of areas, communication, laws. I mean, antitrust laws, what happened to that? Now, we got major corporations that own, like one corporation can own so much stuff. Weren't there laws against that a while ago?
Exactly. There were laws put into place to keep that from happening, and now it's happening again, where companies are just taking over. And someone told me that I think we lost contact. Hello?
Hi, I'm sorry. Signal dropped.
Oh, yes, okay. Yeah, and that's what we're seeing. A lot of companies, there are like a few companies, they're owning everything. And but what is, I will tell you this. Go ahead. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, say that again,
okay.
Please.
What is refreshing is to know that women like yourself and Vivica Fox, Takiya Crystal Kamat are taking a role and doing something in your arenas, and addressing like the images of women and putting women to work.
I'm not sure I hear you.
Okay. Yes, I said it's interesting, and it's in, you know, for inspiring for young people when they see that women are taking control, because we need women to control some of those images that are out there and to unblur the lines and to and you're actually putting women to work by doing pieces that put actresses to work, put people who have studied the craft. And go ahead. You want to respond?
Well, you know, in terms of the whole woman thing, I'm probably one of the few women who will be bold enough to say, I don't care if you're a woman. I mean, I understand that there are women's rights and women's issues and things of that nature, but that is, we're all human beings. So at some point, I don't care what gender you are. Right is right, wrong is wrong. Covering your community is covering your community. And there's a variety of ways to do that. And yes, the art can play a big role in that with the images that are portrayed, the stereotypes that are either portrayed or broken down, mm-hmm. or portrayed in the name of a history lesson, like this wonderful Nat Turner movie. So there's so many different things that, you know, everybody's got to take, you know, their own slice of the blame cake. We can't just, you know, I'm not a proponent of just assigning responsibility because of someone's gender. We all have to do our part and our share. And unfortunately, it's time that we all step up our game. Now, in terms of women's role and, you know, acting, I mean, we've got... Right now, there's so many people working actor-wise and people who do know and embrace the craft because there are more outlets. There's more distribution now from Hulu and Netflix to online and web series. And, you know, it's no longer business as usual. But, you know, again, that said, if the people that are voted in or hired to be our regulators, then we have to do our part as regulators, you know, as well.
Right.
But as an actress, I mean, of course, I'm thrilled to death to see all the possibilities and the options and opportunities as well. As a content provider, I'm thrilled to see it.
Right. Do you think
that... But everything is cyclical. Uh-huh.
Everything is cyclical, you say?
Mm-hmm. Because then... When these shows run their course, you know, one of our old faithful magazines from the community will chirp up with, oh, there's not enough roles. Oh, it's a whiteout, it's a blackout, it's a this. And then we'll have the surge again. And, you know, history repeats itself to a certain degree.
Mm. Okay. Now, ask me, would you see... your children, is this something you said, I would like for my children to follow me and to consider a career as an actor?
When Chris and I started our families, we made it very clear to each other that we would honor the gifts that were given to us, meaning our children, by nurturing and cultivating every gift and talent that we saw God give them. And that was part of our role as parents. Not to force them into anything, but also expose them to all of these great, wonderful, amazing things that the world has to offer. And then see where their gifts and talents are growing and cultivating.
Okay, good. So that's something to think of because some people will try to live their lives over again through their children. And
that's crazy talk. It's unfortunate that happens, but you know, you're on your path, you're on your journey. And at this point, if you've been blessed to become a parent or pour into the lives of a child or children, you know, you have to watch that kind of mentality. And making sure that you are a good steward for their gifts and talent.
Oh, that's a good way of putting it. I really appreciate you taking out this time to talk with me. I don't want to leave you without just, you know, we're in it seems like every time I tell someone, okay, the biggest story is approaching us of my career, there'll be another story that comes out that's bigger and bigger. But we're on the eve, if you will, of what could possibly be history being in the makes in a number of ways, but with the election coming up next week. And do you have any thoughts about the election?
Yeah, Well, you know, I think like everybody, I'm certainly tired of the oversaturation of all that comes with the political realm leading up to an election. And at the end of the day, I truly hope and pray that everyone can just weed out all of the noise, block out the noise, and deal with what pertains to them as their truth and as what facts are. And then lastly, not to pin solely and squarely on voting. That is important. You absolutely have to know that that is a part of your voice and exercise your right to vote. Having said that, don't just leave that as, well, I left it on the floor. I did my thing. There's still so many other ways that you can impact your neighborhood and your community, your district or what have you, and you don't have to be an elected official to do so. But also beware of perpetuating the noise, especially on social media and the things that we take our time and energy to put forth.
And that's what people need to hear. It doesn't stop. You don't vote and go home and wait for others to do the work. There's some work that everybody else should be doing as well.
Absolutely.
To do the work. Well, that is so great. I look forward to seeing you. I know it's going to be exciting. And just the idea that you're opening up and they're going to take questions, too. It sounds like a very entertaining evening that's planned, and I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you. I'm very excited. I'm thrilled that Dallas is so warm and inviting every time I come there. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody that has been a part of this journey, you know, the Fast of Life fans, the Living Single fans, Real Housewives fans, the Dancing with the Stars fan.
Yes.
You know, so it promises to be an evening like no other.
Right. Well, it seems like as life goes on, you are continuing to evolve and to take on, you know, different things like Real Housewives, like Dancing with the Stars, mm-hmm. And it opens you up, and so it seems like you have embrace living life to its fullest.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you so much again. I look forward to seeing you and glad that Black Academy of Arts and Letters, 40 years, Ms. Kim Fields, 40 years, and we're going to be looking forward to I'll talk to you again, especially when Blessed Life comes out.
Sounds like a plan. Would love to.
Well, you take care, and I will see you this weekend.
Okay, see you soon. Thank
all right.
you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that is Kim Fields, you all. And you know her as Tootie, or you may know her as Raging. Or you may have seen her on Real Housewives, or, Dancing with the Stars. She was on that as well. You're listening to Cheryl's World, and you know what? I'm going to go to a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know
that's right, you're listening to Cheryl's World. I'm Cheryl Smith, and I was talking with the one and the only Kim Fields. You grew up with her. She's celebrating 40 years in the business. Can you imagine it? 40 years, you're saying, do I remember her from, you know, you remember Little Tootie on TV? Yeah. Yeah, that's the one. That's her. And then on Living Single, you had to adore her as Regine. And then a number of other appearances. And, of course, you saw her on Dancing with the Stars and you saw her on Real Housewives. Well, socially conscious, at the top of her game, addressing issues. And she said, you know what? You need to go and vote. You definitely do. You need to go out and vote. But you can't let it stop right there. You have to do more than just vote. Because, you know, who are you counting on to do the work if you're just going to vote and go home? Good question, isn't it? Good question. But this is Cheryl's World. I'm Cheryl Smith. Camille, I should have looked at Facebook earlier, and I would have told her that you say hello, but you can go and see her. That's right, you can see her at the Black Academy of Arts and Letters, because that's where she will be there. And she talked about her great love that she had for Curtis King, and we all love Curtis King. Let's play something for him, okay?
I'm in love with you. This ain't the honeymoon, past the infatuation phase. Right in the thick of love, at times we get sick of love. It seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehaved and you made your mistakes, and we both still got room left to grow. And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first, and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go, 'cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Oh. Oh, this time we'll take it slow, take it slow. Oh, oh. Oh, this time we'll take it slow. This ain't a movie, no, no fairy tale conclusion, y'all. It gets more confusing every day. Sometimes it's heaven sent, then we head back to hell again. We kiss, then we make up on the way. I hang up, you call, we rise and we fall, and we feel like just walking away. As our love advances, we take second chances, though it's not a fantasy. I still want you to stay. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go.
That's right, we do have to take it slow, but we have to step up our game too. I'm talking about 40 years. 40 years for actress Kim Fields and 40 years for the Black Academy of Arts and Letters. How about that? What do you have to say about that? We talking about 40 years ago. What were you doing 40 years ago? I can tell you, 40 years for the Black Academy of Arts and Letters, and then guess what? I have to throw this in. 40 years since I stepped on, this is big, since I stepped on the campus of FAMU. Wow. 40 years? 40 years. 40 years ago, what were you doing? And so I got a few years on Ms. Kim Fields, and I have a few years on the Black Academy of Arts and Letters since it was 40 years for actress Kim Fields' career. And 40 years for the Black Academy of Arts and Letters. And 40 years since I stepped on the campus of FAMU. What can I say? What can you say about it all? I stepped on the campus wide-eyed, bushy-tailed, and wish I, you know, had some of the lessons that we hear about with from Miss Kim Fields, and you can hear more if you join, if you show up at the Black Academy of Arts and Letters on this weekend. Get your tickets. You can call now, and C.W. Whitaker put the flyer up and everything so that you can get so that you can be a part of everything, and so that you can get your tickets and come out. And you know, I hope that message went out there, because I want you to be able to get the tickets and have the information so that you can so that you can do what you need to do. And I want to say thank you, C.W. Whitaker, for putting it out there. Again, it's an evening with Kim Fields, and she's just going to share things. She's going to answer your questions. She's had 40 years. For tickets, call the box office at 214-743-2400. And it's going to be in the Clarence Muse Cafe Theater. And the tickets are only $20. Friday, November 4th, and Saturday, November 5th at 8:15. Yeah, I think I want to go down there and see that. I think I want to go and be a part of that. Don't you? Don't you think so, too? Let's do it. Let's do it. And I think, okay, we're having this telling me that tweet was too long. Let's see what happens. Okay, it went that time, so it went out there to you. And actress Kim Fields at T-Ball Friday and Saturday. I'm getting it down for you at 8:15. Tickets only $20. Call 214-743-2400. See you there. How about that? Be there or be talked about. I hope that I will see you there for putting that information out there for you so that you will have it. Actress Kim Fields talked about the upcoming election. Yep, that's right. She had her thoughts about it. And the upcoming oversaturation of noise. And, oh, let's get that right. So she said, absolutely, you must get out and vote. That's right, get out and vote. But there's more. She said, absolutely, you must vote. You must vote. You have to. No getting around it, because we're in trouble. There's more. There is definitely more. Thank you.
fall back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Thank you.
don't matter. Yeah, yeah. What race, creed, or color? Everybody, we need each other. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead. Wake up, all your teachers. Start to teach a new way. They're the ones that suffer each and every day. Teach the children. Teach the baby. Teach the children.
Wake up, everybody. You have to. you're listening to Cheryl's World, it's time to get out and vote. It's time to do what you need to do. And you know what you have to do. That's right. It's no ifs, ands, or buts. You got to do the right thing. You got to get up. It's time to reboot. That's right. We are rebooting everything because you know what? We can't keep on going. And, you know, Prince sang this song, and he says, I will die for you. I want you to find something to live for as we close out.
Make you good when you are bad.